Sarah Ganscher works at the Metropolitan Opera at Lincoln Center in Manhattan. She was one of the millions of New Yorkers yesterday afternoon who had to find their way home, and like many of them, she did it on foot. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Just a quick question. Where are you right now, as a matter of fact?
I'm in Carroll Gardens in Brooklyn at my house.
And is it anything going there as far as power?
The power came on exactly at 8 o'clock, actually, just at the time that we would have been leaving for work. But luckily, the subway's not running.
Let's talk about yesterday. Where were you when the power went off?
Well, we were at work, and, you know, all the computers and lights went off all just at once, and we obviously thought it was going to come back on just in a couple minutes. We didn't really realize that it was a citywide thing. And then we started looking out the window and seeing that there weren't any streetlights working and that people were sort of going out into the streets.
How did you feel right at that moment? Were you frightened?
I wasn't frightened right then because I was convinced that by the time that it was, you know, 8 o'clock rolled around or something like that, that the subway would be running again. When I really got scared was, I sort of hung out in the city until around 7:30 or so, and there were many people out in the streets. Everybody was rushing home, and I sort of felt like, what's the rush? Don't worry. And then I realized, oh, it's going to get dark in an hour and a half, and I'm very, very, very far away from home, and there's not going to be any streetlights. With something that I, light and color and sound and everything like that is so much a part of living in New York that I had never even considered the fact that there were going to be parts of the city that would be pitch black.
So what did you do?
Well, I started hightailing it for Brooklyn as fast as I could.
To get there before it got dark.
Yeah, exactly. I knew I wasn't going to be able to make it. So actually, I walked with a friend from work as far as I could, and then she had to try to find a way to get back into Queens. And then after that, as it started getting dark, I actually started just talking to people on the street, finding people to walk with as I made my way towards the Brooklyn Bridge. And really, it was one of those great sort of New York moments where everybody is thrown so out of their regular routine that people start talking to each other who never would have before. And I met some really wonderful, generous people. I met a guy who walked with me from Herald Square down into the East Village, and he was telling me all about the 1978 blackout and about how there had been looting during the first 10 minutes of the blackout, just some really scary stories. And when we got to where his house was, he invited me to come back and stay with him and his wife. And when I said no, I had to get home, he offered me to go and borrow his wife's bike and ride that back to Brooklyn and just bring it back to him someday.
And you pretty much did that.
No, actually, I didn't, and it's a good thing that I didn't because the gridlock was so intense and amazing, and the sidewalks were crowded with people, and the streets were just totally crazy. So I ended up walking back and meeting up with another person, actually an Irish reporter, who I walked over the Brooklyn Bridge with, and who took me back to her apartment and gave me a bag full of candles and a glass beer mug to stick a candle in and use as a lantern.
Well, just a last quick question. What about today? Are you taking a day off from work?
Well, the subway's not running, so it took me about three and a half hours last night to get home, so I'm not really going to go the opposite direction. I think I'm going to stay home and take a snow day.
Sarah Ganscher works at the Metropolitan Opera at Lincoln Center. She spoke with us from her home in Brooklyn.